Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
We are joined by Virginia Congressman Don Beyer. He is a Democrat from Northern Virginia, and he tweeted on Wednesday about the Electoral College, and I'm not going to cast it from the headlines or the news stories that I've seen and heard. I simply want to welcome Congressman Beyer to WMAL. It's nice to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Mary.
And I want to ask you why you are calling for the delay in the Electoral College and what you propose.
Well, I think it's important to emphasize that we're not trying to delegitimize the process at all. Rather, in the last couple of weeks, since the CIA had briefed members of the Congress about Russia's interference in the election, and even last week, the FBI and CIA agreed that Russia had intervened in order to hurt Hillary Clinton and help Donald Trump. All I was asking for was that we give the electors that same, you know, appropriately declassified information to help them make a good decision today. And if they needed to postpone it, then postpone it a couple of days or a week to do that.
So, Congressman, this is Mary Walter. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Here's
my question, though, is, you're then asking this group of people, 500 and some odd people, to make the decision basically for the entire country. And I guess my question to you is, in what way did Russia interfere that would have changed the election?
Well, we don't know. I haven't seen the reports. Certainly
so
was serious enough.
Okay.
For people before the election, like Harry Reid all summer and Marco Rubio, to have raised it. And now with both the FBI and CIA, neither of which are partisan organizations, to have brought this to the front.
But
we don't know whether it changed the outcome of the election. There are certainly a lot of things that happened there, positive and negative for both sides.
But
the whole point of the electors is that they are supposed to make the decision for the whole nation.
They take pledges. Here's my question, because I know we don't have a lot of time, and this is the disconnect I think a lot of people have. Is Hillary Clinton, when Trump supporters were claiming that there were voting irregularities in Detroit, the Clinton camp came out and called it ridiculous whining by losers. All these claims of voter fraud, foreign influence, and fake news are pathetic excuses by the side the voters rejected. She called complaints of the rigged election and the pleas to electors and recounts, quote, attacks on our Constitution's democracy and the kind of thing only a bitter, rejected failure would engage in. The losing candidate ought to be embarrassed by this pathetic performance. And if it's true, as you said, that we knew about this back in September, how come it's a problem now? If we knew about it back in September and when Trump people were complaining it was ridiculous, now all of a sudden it isn't ridiculous.
It's interesting that there are two different ways of approaching it. Jim Comey with the FBI decided, for example, 11 days out to go public with his concerns about Anthony Weiner's emails. President Obama, on the other hand, felt that in general, and the tradition in America was not to intervene politically in an election close to the end. He might influence the outcome. So the president made the decision to hold back on this till after the election. I respect that. But now that it's out there, we just thought it would be best for the electors to know what the intelligence community knows.
Well, there's
we're a couple of hours away, so it's probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
But we made our best effort to make sure that they saw.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a consensus in the intelligence community that there is no evidence that any voting machines or voting tabulations were compromised by any hacking. So what type of thing would you be looking for in there? What type of evidence would create such an issue that the Electoral College outcome would be changed?
Rick, I think you're absolutely right. There is no evidence. Mm-hmm. There are lots of hearings before the election. And these voting machines are pretty reliable. So we're lucky there. We're fortunate. Mm-hmm. But Mike Morrell, who was the former Republican head of the CIA for George Bush, pointed out that the Russian attacks through the cyber, you know, going into the DNC and the DCCC and John Podesta's emails, essentially this is like the political equivalent of 9/11. It's the first time in our 240-year history that we've had a foreign government try to intervene in the election. Whether they were successful or not, you know, that's not for me to say. The hope was that the electors could look. By the way, we never expected any of the Trump electors are going to vote for Hillary today. Rather, that they might not vote for Donald Trump, may throw it back to the House of Representatives, which is controlled by Republicans. This is not an attempt to elect Hillary Clinton. She already gracefully conceded.
A quick question. You know, you talked about, you know, whether the Russians hacked the DNC and so on. We know that they apparently tried to also attack the RNC, but the firewall was really good. And I guess, does it change whether the Russians hacked it and leaked that information or not? Does it change the content of those emails?
You know, the RNC did seem to do a better job at it. I think that was one of the reasons why President Obama hesitated in October. He made the public statement that the Russians had tried to hack both sides.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what the FBI and CIA have said is that having successfully hacked the Democrats, they were selectively, and it looks like with Putin's direct assistance, trying to undermine the Clinton side and help the Trump side.
But it doesn't change.
Made a difference in the end, I don't know. But the thought was that the electors at least should see that information.
Assuming that Donald Trump is confirmed today by the Electoral College, have you thought about how you're going to work with the Trump administration?
Yeah, I think, I respect the office of the presidency very much. I think all the Democrats do. So when the president, if Trump is the president and moves forward, when he's trying to do good things that we agree with, we will help. And when he's trying to destroy the EPA or get rid of the Department of Education, we will fight him vigorously.
I guess we all agree that this is most likely not going to happen today, that the electors are going to do their job and they are going to vote the way that they were supposed to, because there were some electors who were talking about not voting for Hillary Clinton and in an attempt to try to throw it to the House, as you stated, and that doesn't help her, obviously. So I think we're going to go forward with this. What do you think this accomplishes if we know it's going to go forward by, continuing to maintain that we should have some kind of question here? Is that all it is to just leave a question?
No, when I raised this a week ago, it was with the hope that the intelligence communities, maybe through the president, would make this information available to the electors, appropriately redacted. And then if it couldn't be done by today, that Congress would postpone it.
Okay.
Well, neither of those happened, and
right.
We're a few hours away. So
okay.
At this point, it's just history.
Gotcha.
Congressman Don Beyer, thanks so much for taking the time with us this morning on WMAL.
Interesting conversation.
Thank you, Mary.
Happy
holidays.
You too, Merry Christmas.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.